Have you ever taken one of your electronic devices, your phone or TV or something, and had to go to factory reset, either because you're getting rid of it or selling it, or maybe it's because you just can't figure out what's going on, and you figure, if I get back to the way they put this thing together, maybe I can figure it out from there. That happens in life too, because we've been made by God, right? We are made in His image. He is the creator of everything, including you, your mind, your heart, everything going on in your life. And it makes a whole lot of sense if things aren't working the way they ought to in your life, the way God intended, that you push that back to factory reset button. And for many of you, you've been sharing stories. We did this last week and had so many people call and share their really one thing reset story. We're going to have some more of those today. And you're welcome to share yours on our comment line at 888-888-1717. I am Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, along with Jennifer and Stephen and the rest of our team. We have one goal. If you're new to this show, if you're new to our podcast, it's all about you experiencing life the way God intended. That's what drives us. That's our passion. That's why we're here. God's intention for you is good. He wants you to experience more freedom, peace, hope. We live in a fallen, sinful world, so let me be clear. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect and not have problems. This is not about perfection, please, but it's about whatever God's intention is. If our intention matches it, we're going to be a whole lot better off. Doesn't mean there's not going to be a whole lot of garbage in the way that you're going to face and struggles you're going to have. In fact, you will. That's just reality. But God's intention, if you look at Scripture, is that we would enjoy our work. We'd work on to God, not to man. We would have healthy relationships to the extent possible, the Scripture says, live with peace with everyone. We'd have more peace. We'd have a loving, respectful, close, intimate, not perfect marriage, but that's the way it would work. We'd have a growing relationship with Christ. We would be financial stewards. We wouldn't be caught in a vicious cycle of debt and not being able to provide. And I know in all parts of the world, there's different problems financially, and people we live in the United States. We're still in the 1% of the world, right? But decisions we make, I know a lot of wealthy people who are in bondage financially. That's not God's intention. Emotional health, physical health. And we're here to think about maybe today or early here in 2026, you would hit that reset button in your life. And we want to walk with you through this year in that process. So tell us your story. 888-888-1717 to the phones. Tabitha in Arizona. Hi there. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. It says here you're in the process of a reset. What's going on?
Yeah, so the more I was listening to the show, the more I just, like, realized that my life, through everything I've been through, God has just blessed me with resets throughout my entire life. And so I have a job, and I work in an environment with people who are active in addiction and things like that. I've been clean for several years now. Going into the new year, it was just a desire of my heart to have my family and I move closer and walk closer with God. And it just so happened I got a suspension from work that was really crazy and unexpected for pending a drug test, of all things. And so at first I was really upset, emotional about it. And, once I was able to calm down, kind of regroup, it just dawned on me that, God really did hear my prayer about, wanting Him to just take over and lead the way and just allowing Him. I gave Him the opportunity is what it feels like to me. I gave Him permission to take over, and so He wasted no time with that. And like I said, I was really upset about the whole situation, and then it just seems like now that God is doing something, and I can feel it, in my soul, that this is going to be something that's beneficial rather than something that's harmful to me, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like the environment you in was not very encouraging to you as far as your own, you know, challenges or issues trying to live your life. Doesn't sound like the kind of environment that was good for you in the first place, does it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's very true. So I got the job. I just needed a way to help my family out. You know, my husband was the only one working. I was able to get this job with decent hours close to the house. And then after working there for a little while is when I got to see people for who they are and realize, like, what did I get myself into type of thing. So,
yeah. So what would you like to do with your life, Tabitha, from here? If you're, you know, what would be ideal for you? What do you see the future looking like if you could do it yourself here?
I would just see abundance and, like you said, a peaceful, like, healthy environment and, something that's, I mean, of course it's life and nothing's perfect, but just a fairness, like a standard that everyone is held to rather than, you know, it changing whenever someone feels like it, because it's a small company, so it can kind of, they just do what they want to do type of thing. And I'm thankful. I've been blessed with the opportunity to help my family and provide for them, and so I'm very thankful for that. It's just I just can't help but think that God has something in the works, and he's doing something for us.
Yeah,
you know?
I like the way you put it. Like, you know, it says, I think in the book of Isaiah, that, you know, God's doing a new thing, and I think he does that in our lives sometimes. And we get so busy, we don't become aware of, we can't even sense that God's doing something new in our life. And it sounds like that's where you are. So you're not looking back and saying, hey, I had this reset and look what happened. I'm in the middle of it. And a reset can be a process. But if you're not aware that you're at a point where a reset is needed and approaching it properly, we can end up moving from a bad situation to a worse situation. Or they used to say, what, from the fire to the frying pan to the fire, you know, type of thing. But taking those steps to say, okay, God, you're doing a new thing in my life. What are the priorities? What's your intention? I'm going to get into your word. I'm going to get good counsel. I'm going to pray. I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to start moving in that direction. I'm going to keep trusting you. I can tell each of you with great confidence in years of working with people, if you do this intentionally with the right people around you, with the right motive, with God in the center, it's going to turn out a lot better than if you don't. And so when we talk about a reset, it's getting back to saying, God, what's your intention here? And then moving in that direction. Very powerful. All right, Scott, hang on. I'll be right with you. We're talking about the power of a reset in your life.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hello, this is Tommy, and I'm in Warner Robins, Georgia, and I love hearing what you have to say because it's just wonderful to hear that we have forgiveness even though no matter what we've been through. And I'm getting back with my wife now, and we're all serving the Lord, and the things you said today on the program are just absolutely wonderful. And thank you, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
2026, and we got an opportunity here in the next 300, now what, about 60 days or less? Wow, the days are passing quite a few less, about 355 days to go, to take every day for God's glory, for the benefit of those we love, and the trickle down into our life is huge. I set some little reset things in my own life this year. I'm at a stage, I look back and say, wow, okay, right? God's been doing a lot of good things and moving in my life, and I've had a chance to do things, and we've grown, but maybe this is a time and stage where you do some reset. Good time to begin the year to think about it, isn't it? We love your stories. 888-1717. Intentional Living is a ministry of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio. And we're here because of your prayers and support. And by the way, 2025, you helped us close out the year. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for sending in those donations. Some of you are doing it on a regular basis every month. You allow our podcast, radio program, events, publications, all the things that we do. And we appreciate it. It's huge. Scott in California. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing? Praise God.
Amen. Well, what's going on?
I'm an older disabled veteran, was facing cancer and a lot of other health issues. So I stopped going to church, stopped reading the Bible, stopped praying, was kind of giving up. Did a couple of years at the Mayo Clinic, all the different meds. And then one night recently, I'm laying on the bed and I hear this song called It's Okay by Nightbird. Never knew it before, but she died of breast cancer. And she was on Simon Cowell's America's Got Talent, got the gold buzzer. And her foundation, which her pastor brother, Mitch Murkowski, runs now, has been helping women around the world. And it touched me so much, I joined the foundation. I got back to church. I got back to prayer. I got back to a men's group. I got back to reading the Bible daily. And it has had a remarkable influence on my personal life and my walk with God. Every single day now, I walk with God.
How is your actual day-to-day life different?
Oh, I'm happy now. I'm eating healthier. I'm getting out, trying to walk more. Doing what the doctors say, let's try this, let's try that. But more importantly, I'm getting into the Word of God to see God's plan for my life. And I clearly, clearly see it now. Every day I'm around anybody, it's always about God. If I can buy somebody a cup of coffee who's down and out, I'll do it. If I can give a kid the other day $20 to get a lock for his bike so nobody takes it, I do it. God directs me and I follow.
Makes sense as a follower of Christ, doesn't it? It doesn't make sense humanly speaking, though, does it? I mean, we think about, you know, Scott, you're talking about disabled vet, health problems, cancer, you know, all sorts of things. And he says, I'm going to get plugged back into church. I'm going to get plugged into my relationship with Christ and reading the Word and all of these things. What a powerful thing that is. What a reminder. What a powerful thing. It really is. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Talking about resets in your life. And Lindy, we're going to get to her in just a moment.
The one thing I would like to unpack is the continued restoration of my marriage with my husband.
One thing that we could do to change our marriage, just spend 5 minutes every night before we go to bed in prayer together.
The one thing that I've learned about myself being married would have to be that I learned how to love myself.
My name is Diana. My intention is my marriage will be a godly marriage. I'm a Christian. My husband is an unbeliever. Lord knows I need prayer.
What one thing do you do in your marriage that helps you to have a happy and healthy marriage? And that is praying together.
Amen. Zig Ziglar, late Zig Ziglar, made the statement, outstanding people have one thing in common, an absolute sense of mission and purpose. I believe that. And when you know that as you and I are a child of God and we have a relationship with the Almighty, we believe that, that's life-altering. The Bible says to us, it is by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Lest anyone should boast, and it goes on, Paul, to say, but you've been made for a purpose. He goes on to say, you're a masterpiece, and you were made for good works. And good works begin in our life and our relationships and the things that we do, and that's what intentional living's all about, and that's why we're here, hearing these fantastic stories. And Linda, you've been waiting. You're next in Michigan. What prompted your reset?
I wish I could share exactly how I feel inside in words, but all I know is what I feel, and I'll try to do the best what's happened to me. My life has drastically changed within the last 6 months to a year. I'm a mother of four, and my little boy started kindergarten this year, and I felt lost. I wasn't sure what I was going to do. And within the last 6 months, I said, you know, I'm going to pray on it. I'm going to ask God to help me be more intentional and work on my faith with my family and my home life. And he asked, my thing is, you shall receive. The Lord has blessed me every single day. I wake up, I get on my knees, and I pray. I pray with my children at night.
How has this changed your life, Lindy?
I wake up every morning in grace, peace. I could feel it. It's so strong. I can feel it in my mind, the way I talk, the way I respond in life. It's the most precious gift you could ever ask for.
That's great.
Yeah, that reminds me, Lindy, as I hear you, about what Viktor Frankl, and some of you know his book, Man's Search for Meaning. He was a Holocaust survivor. He was in the concentration camp. And I think he was a psychiatrist, and he did a lot of research and things. But he made an interesting statement. He said, everything can be taken from a man. And he's writing this from personal experience. Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing. The last of human freedoms to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances and to choose one's own way. Got two circles in life. We got the circle of control, the things we have control over, which is very small. There are things that we can control. We get that. But even within that circle, God is still in charge, right? And then around that circle is the outer circle where we have a lot of concerns. Sometimes we slip out into the concern area thinking we have control, and we don't. And when we learn as followers of Christ, and that's really the stories we're hearing today about these resets, hey, I'm going to do the things I can control, the things that God wants me to do, the things I'm responsible for, and then I'm going to allow God to take care of some of these other things. And the outcome, I can't be responsible for the outcomes, but boy, I can be responsible for the inputs. And that's really what this whole thing is, what we're talking about today. Back to calls. Denise, you're next in California. We're talking about the reset. How did you handle apparently a financial reset in your life?
One thing that I did that I thought was great, and God blessed me like you wouldn't believe by making this decision, is I went through the national debt relief, and I got all my bills together, which were too much, and I pay a decent amount each month, about $300 a month, and then this November, I'm going to be totally out of debt, and I do not have any more credit cards, and my only debt is my car and my house, and I have a very practical car, and God has given me the ability to keep with this and not get another credit card. That doesn't sound like a big, huge situation, but it is. It's amazing how God can give you the grace and the ability and the love that you need.
I hear the sensitivity in the voice. Isn't that amazing when God does something like that? Thank you, Denise. Right on that same theme, Lena over in Michigan wants to talk about a reset on money in her life as well. Go right ahead, Lena.
I just wanted to share how my husband and I have decided to change some habits. We actually didn't do it on purpose. My husband lost his job 7 years ago, and I was the only income. We have five kids, and it was very, very hard. We lost a lot of things, but we also we had no other choice but to trust God. And during that time, there was a lot of scary times, there was a lot of hard things, but one thing that we learned is that we can do a lot with a little, and that we also can trust God for everything. By the grace of God, my husband just got a job a couple of weeks ago, and now with two incomes, we are going to be able to do a lot in terms of giving, in terms of making sure that we're saving the proper way, because we've been used to doing it with only one income. So everything that we have now is technically extra. You know, we're just continuing to know that those habits that we developed when we didn't have a choice are habits that we have to continue to strengthen and also trust God for as well. We don't want to go back to where we were, where we couldn't trust God with everything that we have, the good and the bad. So I just wanted to encourage anyone that might be going through a similar situation to just trust God and learn whatever it is that He wants you to learn during that time. And it's always a process. There's always something to learn, but bless God, He is always there. He will never, ever leave us or forsake us. In the good times or the bad times, He's always there.
Now, we teach at Intentional Living about getting mad enough, right? We say get mad enough to change, get mad enough to honor Christ, get mad enough to say, I don't want to be this way anymore. And one of the problems that people have when they're emotionally weak is that they don't follow that little formula that we use, MAD, mindset of Christ, right? Because our emotions are driven by our mindset, what we tell ourselves. That's why the scripture tells us whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy to think on such things. For the letter A, they don't have an attitude of confidence in Christ, because many people who are emotionally weak are not confident in who they are in Christ. They don't know who they are. So there's a sense of responding out of this emotionality. And then for the letter D, making the right decisions for life and establishing the right habits.
You know, that's an excerpt from the featured lesson for our member site today. And by the way, it's up on our website at theintentionallife.com. We have so many free resources available to you at our website, but we have one area exclusively for our monthly supporters, those of you who are praying for and supporting the ministry, and it's our monthly featured lesson. And I hope you'll get it, share it with your family, benefit from it, take notes, give us some feedback. If you have suggestions for topics, I'd love to know what they are. If you'd like to be a part of Intentional Living, I hope you would here in 2026. You can be a part of a journey that's making a difference here and around the world, where people are starting to see that in the world in which we're living, that experiencing life the way God intended is a whole lot better than trying to experience the way the world intended, the political party intended, or even your parents intended, even though you love your parents. When we do this the way God intended, things are a lot better. If you want to know more about this and come to join us during West Coast business hours, call our team here at 888-888-1717. $1 a day, $30 a month will go a long way to make a difference. The amount is set by you. We just want you to be a part of the ministry. 888-888-1717, press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com.
My one thing is intentionally having a prayer and having God in my heart all the time.
My one thing is I really want to stop being so judgmental.
My one thing would be I try to stay encouraged even through the hard times in life.
My one thing is to not have a critical eye and heart toward the lost.
The one thing for me is I would like to read from Proverbs every day.
You know, I want to commit to reading the scripture. I just got baptized.
All right. Listen, the only thing I would recommend for each of us is take out the word want. I want to do this. Because it ain't nothing till you do it, right? It's just a good intention, and boy, we know what those are about. And so you got to get practical. Intentional living is practical things, time of day. I find, for instance, exercise. My wife and I walk every day together 2 miles. Now, if we didn't do it together, I don't know. I might peter out and just sit home and say, yeah, I don't know, Donna can't walk today, so I won't. But the fact we do things together can make a difference. Maybe finding that kind of support can be a part of some of the practical things you can do to get going in 2026. Fair enough. All right. Anita is next in Georgia. What's your reset decision, Anita?
I'm getting unstuck from negativity. I was just being so negative with, I guess, things in my past, shoulda, coulda, woulda kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And learning not to look in that rearview mirror anymore, to learn the lesson and to move forward.
So how are you doing that? What practical things are you doing to make that happen?
I'm praying a whole lot.
Okay.
Praying a whole lot. And starting to forgive myself.
Right.
For things that, you know, I should have done, could have done, would have done. You know, learning that life is a process. And allowing people that I respect to somebody come alongside me and said, oh, Anita, because I was being, just shut somebody down when they had a good idea or were making a point. I just shut them down. And it kind of just went in my spirit. And I told this person later on, actually happened to be my pastor's wife. Thank you. And she, I told her, I said, you remember when you shut me down? And she said, yeah. And I said, thank you. Thank you. Because I want to be aware when I'm speaking negatively. Because it's our culture.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. Thank you. You know, I want to give you a phone number, and then we're going to, I think we've got time for one call. Nancy, I'm going to get to you here in just a moment. I want to hear your story. You know, there's something that happens in our spirit when we're willing to share with others, hey, this is what God's done in my life. It reinforces the significance of it. 888-888-1717. All right, Nancy, you're last. What's your reset question?
Hi, what I am going to plan is that for the next 30 days, and then to keep going, is to just have my own place to live. I've gone through some rough times, but I noticed that placing it all in God's hands has helped me so much. And I know that things are going to get so much better. And so my plan is to get back on track and make my little space and bring out my little book where I have all my prayer requests that I have for God, and praying for each and every one of my family members, most of all my children, whom I know believe in our Heavenly Father, but unfortunately, they don't show it. They don't live it. Anyway, I've got my Bible verses. I got my Bible. I've got my scriptures written down that I really go back to and focus on. And that's my plan, so that I can continue to serve the Lord. If I don't serve Him 24 hours a day, at least to give Him those 30 minutes.
There you go. Simple decision, big life change. Well, this is Intentional Living, and we have one mission here with people supporting us all around the world. The mission is to experience our lives the way God intended. If you don't know Jesus Christ personally, He loves you. He cares for you. He died for you. And the Bible reminds us is by grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, lest we should boast. It's nothing you can do other than just submit and ask the Lord into your life today. He loves you. And we'll be here to walk with you in that journey. Gotta run. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and it remains a ministry of Intentional Life Media.